can't Michael J. Fox draw a perfect circle?
Why?
Because drawing a perfect circle is impossible for any human. Not just those with Parkinson's. Question. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Answer. Come in. Your mum is so fat that she should probably be worried about the increased risk of cardiovascular disease. What do you call a man with no arms and no legs water skiing?
What?
I'm not sure. It sounds like a highly improbable circumstance. What did you get? What did the homeless man give for Christmas? Nothing. Nothing. A duck walks into a bar. Animal control promptly calls that there is a duck released in a nearby park. Why did the black man buy 3 boxes of condoms?
Why?
Because he practices safe sex and they were on sale. Why do black people eat fried chicken? Because it tastes good. How many Jews does it take to change a light bulb? 2. One to change it and the other to hold the ladder so the first man won't fall and hurt himself. A visibly exhausted and distressed man walks into a bar and orders a strong drink. Long day, the bartender asks. No, all days are 24 hours long, the man replies, amazed at how uneducated the bartender is. What is something that 9 out of 10 people enjoy?
What?
Gang rape. A horse walks into a bar and the bartender says, why the long face? The horse replies, my wife is dying of terminal cancer. What does an eagle and a mole have in common?
What does an eagle have in a mole?
They both live underground, apart from the eagle. A duck walks into 7-Eleven and says, give me some chapstick, put it on my bill. But the cashier register attendee doesn't speak English and can't understand it. He does, however, question whether his god is punishing him because, as all people know, ducks cannot speak. However, this hallucination must be punishment for a horrid misdeed. The employee breaks down into tears and begins reciting prayer. The duck, slightly miffed, walks out pondering why he'd need chapstick anyway, since he has no lips.
What?
So a Hispanic, American, African, Jewish, and Asian men were walking down the street. They were involved in a parade that celebrated racial equality. So this guy walks into a doctor's and says, doctor, it hurts when I poke my leg like this. The doctor says, yes, you've shattered both kneecaps, you'll never walk again. What did the farmer say when he lost his tractor?
What? Where's my tractor?
Where's my tractor? 3 blind mice walk into a pub. Three blind mice walk into a pub. They are all unaware of their surroundings. So to derive humor would derive humor from it would be exploitive. Exploitative. Have you seen Stevie Wonder's new house?
No.
There's more.
Well,
there's
it's really
more.
Nice.
You got more?
Yeah.
There is more.
There's more.
There's more. Malcolm Moore?
Hmm?
Sorry, I tried to put humour into anti-humour.
What are you doing, Jason? Ben is reading jokes.
2 cows are in a field. Suddenly, from behind a bush, a rabbit leaps out and runs away. One cow looks around a bit, eats some grass, and then wanders off.
That happened to me once.
Man walks into a bar and pauses. At the other end of the bar, there's this guy with this big orange head, just kind of sitting there, mooning into his drink. So the man asks the bartender, say, what's up with the guy with the big orange head? And the bartender says, it's an interesting story. Buy him a drink and maybe he'll tell you. So the man walks over and introduces himself and offers to buy a round. The guy with the big orange head says, yeah, I'll bet you want to know about this story, huh? To which the man replies, sure, if you don't mind. The man with the big orange head sighs and says, you know, I've gone over it in my mind a million times. Basically, it's like this. So walking along there, the beach one day, when I stubbed my toe on something. I looked down and there was an antique brass lamp. I picked it up and dusted it off a little, when all of a sudden this enormous genie pops out. The genie thundered. You have released me from my 10,000-year imprisonment, and I am in your debt. I will grant you 3 wishes as a token of my gratitude. The man at the bar is agape. The guy with the big orange head continues. So I said, well, okay, well, my first wish is to be fantastically wealthy. The genie says, your wish is granted. And all of a sudden, I have rings on my fingers and a crown on my head, and my wallet is full of money and dozen ATM cards to end the deed to the mansion in the hills. I mean, I was loaded. So I said, amazing, my next wish, I want to be married to the most beautiful woman in the world. The genie says, your wish is granted. And the ocean parts, and out walks the gorgeous woman in the beautiful dress. And she takes my hand, and we fall in love, and the genie marries us right there. It was incredible. The genie boobs, you have one wish remaining. The man with the big orange head pauses and sits in fear and says, now, you know, this may be where I went wrong. I wish for a big orange head.
Go on. Please continue. That's all there is. There's nothing more.
What do you tell a woman with 2 black eyes?
There's more.
No, this is a new joke. What do you tell a woman with 2 black eyes?
I don't know.
Domestic violence is a crime. She should leave her abusive partner and seek help. Do you know what the difference between a bicycle and a black man? A bicycle is an object and a black man is a human being. A white guy, a black guy, and a Spanish guy jump off a building. They all die on impact, but their families mourn their loss for years to come.
Thank you. You made me laugh so hard I got a nosebleed.
What? You got a nosebleed?
Oh, that one's turning into a zombie.
That's so funny. What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car?
What?
Get in the car. Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
6 hasn't been the same since he left Vietnam. Every time he chooses his eye, he closes his eyes, he sees Charlie hiding in the darkness of the forest. Not that you could ever see those bastards, mind you. They were fast, and they knew their way around the jungle. He remembers the looks on the boys' faces when they walked in the village and said, Oh, Jesus, he couldn't think about it that now. Sometimes he still hears Tex slow southern drawl. He remembers the smell of Brooklyn cigarettes. He always had a pad of Luckies. But the boys are gone now, he knows that. It's just that sometimes he forgets. And sometimes the way he looks at Seven, the way that Seven looks at him, it makes him think, sets him on edge, and he feels like he's back there in the jungle, all the darkness. Seven has a hook for a hand as well, which is scary.
All the darkness.
So a man walks into a bar, except it's a metal bar, like a pole, so he got hurt.
Yeah.
How did the blonde get fired from the M&M factory?
Out of a cannon.
Repeated absences and stealing. Hilarious.
Oh yeah, as he humor.
Why was the boy sad?
He had a frog died.
Stapled to his face. How many dead babies can you fit in a bathtub?
How many?
17. Of reasonable size. How do you kill a blonde? Well, there are many ways, but all of which are wrong because murder is illegal. Your mother is so stupid that when she was tested, and she proved to be mentally retarded. 4 blondes are driving to Disney World. They finally get to Florida and they see a sign that says, Disney World, left. So they take the left and have a wonderful time at what many people believe is the most magical place on Earth. The original joke is that they see the sign that says Disney World, left, so they turn around and go back. But in this version, they have a lovely time because it's the magical place on Earth. There once was a man from Dundee whose limericks always ended on line 3. I don't know why. What do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
Dead.
A horrible boating accident. Why are black people so good at basketball?
Because they train.
Dedication and hard work.
Alright, we're getting out of here.
What did Stephen Hawking say to the prostitute? My disability prevents me from achieving erection.
Hang on, didn't Stephen Hawking and his kids?
Huh?
Pretty sure he's got a wife.
He has a wife. There's a question.
There's plenty of ways to have children.
We can find out.
There are only mammals with the ability to lay an egg.
I was reading the plastics before, but they can die.
What do you call a man with no arms or legs on the doorstep? Whatever his name happens to be.
Oh, dear.
Why did Grandpa climb the front door with bananas in a backpack?
I don't know.
He has a debilitating disease. He is slowly losing touch with reality. Go up to someone and say, I've got a great knock-knock joke for you, but you have to start. Their response is, okay, knock-knock. And you say, who's there? A Christian and atheist are in a bar. The Christian says, if you don't believe in God, you will go to hell. The atheist replies, if there was a benevolent supreme being, logic dictates that there will be proof of his existence other than a 2,000-year-old book. They agree to set aside their petty differences and get along with their lives.
According to Hawking, when he was diagnosed with ALS during an early stage of his graduate work, he did not see much point in obtaining a doctorate since he expected to die quite soon after. Hawking later said the real turning point was his 1965 marriage to Jane Wilde, a language student. Jane cared for him until 1990, when the couple separated. They had three children, Robert, Lucy, and Timothy.
Oh, yeah.
Hawking married his personal care assistant, Elaine Madison, in 1995. The couple divorced in October 2006, amid claims by former nurses that she had abused him. In 1999, Jane Hawking published a memoir, Music to Movie to Move the Stars, detailing the marriage and its breakdown. In 2010, she published a revised version, Travelling to Infinity, My Life with Stephen.
Figured. How many juices does it take to change a light bulb?
How many juices does it take to change
a light bulb? A light bulb cannot be changed. It either is or it isn't. You mean replace a burnt out light bulb with a new one? With design, logistics, manufacturing, marketing of just that single bulb, there are many people involved. It could be argued that we all play some part in small part of the process. Why doesn't Michael Jackson play with Macaulay Culkin?
Why not?
He's dead. Michael Jackson is dead. That's why he doesn't play with Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
What do Michael Jackson and a waiter have in common?
Do you want to go out?
They both come in small boxes.
What is a vampire's favourite dessert? Vampires are not real.
Well, you got social vampires.
Doctor, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains. That's the least of your problems. You've got AIDS. Tegan, ask me if I'm a tree.
Ben, are you a tree?
No.
Sorry, I didn't say that.
What's worse than finding a repeated joke on anti-joke? Finding a real joke on anti-joke. That's the website, antijoke.com. A man walks into a bar and says,
that should have been a punchline.
Man walks into a bar and says, I just got back from a battered woman's shelter and boy, my arms are tired. Everyone laughed. The man said at the end of the bar, drinking alone, he was proud of the fine craftsmanship of the shelves he put up in the shelter's pantry, regardless of what others may think. What did the black guy, the Latino guy, and the Asian guy all have in common?
What?
Believe it or not, they all liked cantaloupe.
Holy...
How? Da-da-da-da. Why is there no aspirin in the rainforest?
No, there is.
Because it wouldn't be financially viable to try and sell pharmaceuticals in the vastly unpopulated rainforest.
Sister, who would buy
it? It's from a fungus.
What do you get when you cross? No, it's
hang on, no, it's from a. No, it's a natural
Yeah.
Natural substance.
It's from willow bark.
Willow bark, that's right.
What do you get when you cross
a Mexican... No, you don't find that in a rainforest. God damn
it. What do you get when you cross a Mexican with an octopus?
It's not popular, though. Busted, unpopular.
What do you get when you cross a Mexican with an octopus?
A very upset Mexican.
Nothing. Two species cannot produce. And gene splicing isn't advanced enough to separate specific traits of an organism.
God damn anti-humor.
And the Lord said unto John, come forth and receive eternal life. But John came forth and won a toaster.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
What is the what is black and hangs from trees in my backyard? Blackberries. How many Alzheimer's patients in the
hang on, no, they come from bushes.
How many Alzheimer's patients does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I can't. I used to know, but it's, no.
To get to the other side. Chuck Norris walked into the bar.
White rabbit.
He was greeted with much respect, and considering he was a talented actor.
I'm obviously done with that one. Give it a shot. Oh wait, no, I've got a cold.
You've got a cold. No, no.
No, you don't want it.
No.
I had the flu just reduced to a cold now, so...
Ooh, what's this? Yeah. Is that a tailored cigarette, Tim?
Could be.
Can I smoke this? Or are you using it?
No, I gave it to you for...
Yeah, no, you've got it, right?
Yes? Okay.
Is that a Max Gold or Malted Lager?
A bear woke up from his annual hibernation to find that his stomach was growling. I'm hungry, said the sleeping bear.
Let's see if we can
So he found some berries, but spit them out. These berries are far
much
better.
More successful than
then he found some honey. However, he was soon bombarded with a swarm of bees. That honey is good, but not that good.
The one that was unsuccessful
when he stumbled upon a cavern. I wonder if there's any food in here, the courteous bear wondered. The events that followed are now referred to by locals
as
the
May 20th
massacre.
See,
while
yours
witnesses survived,
opened up
the police reports depict that in the Martinez
family,
a young family
of
seven enjoying the Memorial Day weekend
in
a New Hampshire cabin was brutally slain by a bloodthirsty animal who tracked each one of them through
There'd
the house.
There'd be some certain trick to it. Oh no, I had several of these fail. It was really annoying.
Yeah, it works on surface area. See if you... It's definitely the cut. Where's the remnants of what I had?
Sorry. Roses are grey, violets are grey. I am a dog.
Aha! It's all in the cut. See, if you look on the left or the right, this cut's sort of gone inward. Whereas on this side, both have gone outward. And that's the trick.
Like, we're not going to just... This is the thing, you have to decide, do you want to be inside or
and
do you
the
want
depth
outside?
Of the cut too.
You're not going to leave the door wide open while you're waiting to decide, because then it would be cold and that'll suck. So just, you have to decide. It's sitting mewling outside the door going, when it's wide open, kind of sad. What you can do, go walk out and pick up.
Right. The weakness of the bottle cap is the depth of the cut. If it's not deep enough, it won't open properly.
Not as a slut.
Just come outside and just go.
Yeah, cool. They've got to improve their cutting machine.
They're going to prove it.
The cutting machine, right?
Yeah.
Because if you look at this one's open properly. And when you've pulled it, it's followed the cut correctly. Whereas my one sort of followed the cut, but then sort of deviated off it. See, I reckon this one was cut more shallow than this guy.
And what's the... There must be some kind of...
Like, if you look closely...
Yeah.
See how yours is opened up like that.
Mm.
Right. Now there's a groove that goes in there that goes outwards and then ends here with the surface area, so you pull it out. Whereas my one, when I pulled it, it didn't follow that cut correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why? What's the difference between the two of them?
I reckon it's the depth. Like, this one might have been cut a bit too shallow.
So it's a manufacturing...
Yeah.
...abnormality. This would make sense, because I couldn't make any sense of whether one worked or the other didn't.
Yeah, either that or there was an imperfection during the shipping, where there was a weak spot where it was pulled and it's just gone.
In any case, you have to say it's a poor design, because it just didn't, it, in my experience, it, like I haven't dealt with these things before, it failed more than it worked.
I reckon if I was running this bottle cap company that did it, I would make improvements to the machine to make it cut more deeply, more efficiently, and I would make the transport of the...
Ben should tell more jokes. You haven't told any jokes in ages.
I want to hear Bedlam's jokes.
Bedlam.
Yeah, no, I've heard
Bedlam's some of his been publishing some videos lately that I've not watched yet. Maybe
yeah,
I should watch
some. I've seen some of his stand-up, and he's...
Have you seen him, like, actually from stand-up live? Bedlam's incredibly funny. He's fucking beautiful. I he's awesome.
I want to nag him to do 13 to 15.
We don't need to nag him. Why would we need to nag him? He'll do it. Of course he'll do it. No, he's not paying attention to it now. He'll do it. Of course he'll fucking do it. Are you shitting me? Of course he'll do it.
I need to get some decent
bands. Where's the computer gone? Why am I using the phone first? Oh, the computer died. That's it.
It's a bit brokey. You ever listen to some mariachi music? Maybe I can get, Hey, take it. Actually, Jake, you realize...
No, I do not want to listen to mariachi music.
There's this metal band.
Yeah.
In New York, right? In New York. And they got
dared. They're like, one of his mates was like, I bet you can't make mariachi music. And they're like, yeah, alright. And they fucking made a whole band and released a whole album of mariachi music. Just to fucking spite this band.
Fine metal, though.
So this is them singing mariachi music, and they're just, okay. So they're called Mariachi El Bronx, and they're from the Bronx to New York. Check it out.
This is...
We're gonna make mariachi music, and this is them.
In the style of metal?
No.
Ah. So some guy's gone... You're a metal band, I bet you can't do mariachi music. And they went, yeah, and he's expected, like, you know, mariachi. Like, and they've just gone and done mariachi music.
It's like my M's favorite band.
Okay, alright, I'll give them that one. I'll give them that.
But do mariachi bands write them? This is the question.
Maybe I can get Julian Assange's bum to talk.
It's wide open. Like,
it's worth it.
It's wide open, but people get to. Yeah, Christian Assange, it all comes from it. It's like. It's a tricky thing because there's enough time to think about it that you could get really fucking political about it.
Yeah.
Just think of, you know, looking about Dan, looking about, you know.
I
don't think that overthinking it is really the answer. I think that certain types of people would be gravitated towards it and they'll come. And that if that, you know, and they'll want to talk or they'll want to perform or whatever.
I'm thinking if I can get 10 household names to either play or talk. Then anybody else who wants to play and talk will just go, oh fuck, I want to do it.
Yeah. It's a hard thing. It's not like
Honestly, this is the toughest gig I fucking try to put together.
Don't overthink it, really.
Try not to.
That's the thing, like, obviously you've got to think about it, like, seriously. But, I don't know.
It's,
certainly where I'm at, I'm sort of like, yeah, that would be, it would be fantastic if this thing came off, but...
There's an art to putting together a gig. Like, there is an art.
But if it's going to become this... really, like, difficult thing, it'll, that won't work.
My theory is to always aim higher than I want to achieve.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I know I'll never achieve what I'm setting out to do.
Take it. Sorry, she's up.
Yeah.
I know this is spontaneous and strange, but do you mind if I have a shower?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You do mind?
No, I don't mind. Thinking in terms of... towels.
No, do you mind? I'm fine to use any towel. Is that okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm not fussed. I just realised I haven't had a shower since I got back to Melbourne.
Oh, what? Are you seeing me? That was how long ago?
Well, it's Friday. Last Friday, so it was 7 days.
7 days away. Yeah,
so that's pretty bad. I guess when
laundry,
I was, like, on the street, this like, Sarah and Chandler, I wouldn't shower for, like, 3 weeks. But I didn't smell, so
no, I must commend you, you don't actually notice, but, I mean, my sense of smell is ruined from years of smoking, but you don't notice if it smells so curious.
Anyway,
yeah, do it. It's high time.
From my experience,
and on that note, I'm going
to
stop. I've been audio recording for 20 minutes.
To perform for free, you know, and get no money, it really helps if you've got somebody, you know, backing it, that's willing to volunteer their time and actually do it, who is a semi, you know, if not very well-known name.
Mm.
So